South Korea is confronting yet another wave of labor unrest just a day after South Korean rail workers voted to end their four-day strike. The brewing conflict could further undermine foreign investors' confidence in South Korea's economy. South Korean President No Moo-hyun vowed this week to take a hard line on labor unrest, and his tough talk appeared to bear fruit. On Tuesday, railway workers voted to head back to work, ending a strike that had crippled much of South Korea's transportation network. But on Wednesday, at least 90,000 trade unionists put down their tools in a four-hour partial work stoppage. The Korean Confederation of Trade Workers are demanding better working conditions and higher pay. Nearly 30,000 Hyundai Motor Workers, South Korea's largest automaker and a mainstay of its export-driven economy, led the walkout. Many investors cite union inflexibility as a big problem for businesses in South Korea. Most financial analysts have trimmed projections for South Korea's third quarter growth, domestic spending has dropped, and foreign investors remain skittish about the North Korean nuclear crisis and the fresh round of labor unrest. K.H. Shim is an analyst with Atlantis Investment Management in South Korea.
This is a really major headache for Korean economy right now, because not only domestic investors but also these foreign investors don't feel comfortable about Korean industry. Lots of foreigners just wait and see what is going to be the final result of this labor unrest.
But, Shim adds, he believes the strikers are beginning to lose favor with the general public and will consequently lose some of their political power. President No, himself a former labor lawyer, won office 4 months ago largely due to backing from the unions. But his tough stand against the railway strikers seems to have put an end to their era of mutual support, with union leaders saying they may vote against his ruling party in next year's elections. Benjamin Sand for VOA News, Hong Kong.